Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for making time for us today. If you work in the entrepreneurship world, that means you're with my buddy Steve Bryant.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we work very closely. His office is just down the hall.
He has an office, huh? Is he ever in it?
Yeah, yep, quite a lot.
Oh, I know. I have fun. Steve's the best. We have a good time. And when he comes on, I have to get his title out. It's like it's like on a 4x8 index card, front and back. So this is a lot easier. Sue Ann, tell us how you got started with Ivy Tech. I know you've been over there for about a couple years now. Tell us how you came to the Ivy Tech campus here in Bloomington and what you've been doing.
Yeah, I've been with Ivy Tech for about 2 years. I was in education for over 25 years. And when I took some time off for COVID, and when I wanted to get back in, I did some adjunct work for the business group at Ivy Tech Bloomington. So I did that. I taught Excel, Word for a couple months, and then I got promoted into the program chair position for entrepreneurship. So I've been running that program since about October. We've had this program at Ivy Tech for about 3 years, and we actually just revamped it to add more content for the students. And we're just really excited. The program's been growing. We're going to be starting our sixth cohort with our new applied program in the fall.
Excellent. So you're one of the seven people on planet Earth that have mastered Excel. When does your camp start? I'd be more than happy to pay and show up to learn some more about that. But you used the magic word there, cohorts. And we've talked to Dr. Martin Wolfger. We've talked to a handful of people over there about the ASAP programs and everything else. The quick get all this done in 11 months. And that's terribly important because it feels like it keeps the group together. How is your program structured? So anybody listening that thinks this is interesting, tell them how it works and the timeline and everything else that goes along with it.
Yeah. So in Bloomington, we offer three different degrees. So we have an associate's in entrepreneurship, a technical certificate. I'd say most of our students start with a regular certificate in entrepreneurship. So, like I said, we just kind of revamped the program. So our new certificate is 6 classes in 2 semesters. And we say you come in with an idea, and in 2 semesters, you're launched, which means you work on your product, your service, you do market research, figure out if people are going to buy what it is you're trying to sell, and sell something to some person by the end of that second semester. And our culminating event is a pitch competition. So 2 semesters after being in the program, they compete for a total of $2,500 in prize money to help seed their new businesses. But having the cohorts together is fantastic because the students really get to know each other because they're taking every class together. Each week they're practicing their pitches and learning things, and they share that out. So everybody's learning from each other, getting really close. And it allows them to share and be vulnerable with each other, even willing to fail and share their failures to help each other. So yeah, we're really happy with how the cohorts have worked out.
Yeah, and it keeps everybody attached and connected. They all speak the same language, as you mentioned. It's not easy to fail, but a lot of people trying to put together a business or a plan. No one ever walks in and goes, "Well, that's perfect. Well, we're done. Okay, no. Everybody can share and learn from all that." So 3 different ways to get involved. Does this target kids coming out of high school? Does this target perhaps people that are in the business world that would like some fine tuning? Who are we looking at to fill these cohorts and go through these programs, Sue Ann?
Yeah, anybody. We do have dual credit certificates. So we have several students who take the certificate in high school. At their local high schools, it's even offered at Dimension Mill, so they can get their certificate before they even graduate high school. But outside of high school, anybody is eligible. We have people who come in with just an idea. We have people who know they want to be an entrepreneur, don't have an idea yet. We even have others who have established businesses who want to come in, get a little bit more organized, usually with social media and taxes and stuff like that. But it is for anybody, because we teach the process and things to consider. So whatever idea they have, they'll be able to apply it. So even if they work on something and decide to pivot, you know, they are learning the steps and all the resources we have available in Bloomington and beyond to help them.
Sue Ann Graham is our guest today. She is the program chair of entrepreneurship at Ivy Tech. And when we talk about the program and the cohort and the timing for everything, do you take other classes outside of this, or is this laser focused on entrepreneurship, or whichever one of these paths you take?
If you're signing up for the entrepreneurship program, you're signing up for the 6 classes and the certificate. If they want to take other classes and work towards an associate or a technical certificate, they can take business classes, or, you know, we have some people who might be taking massage therapy classes and also entrepreneur classes, or culinary classes and also entrepreneurship classes. So it really depends on how many they want to take. We do have a brand new class that's starting. It's Entrepreneurship 110, which is just an overview of entrepreneurship. It's not part of the certificate, so it'd be more for people who are studying other pathways, like culinary, welding, HVAC, that kind of stuff, and want to learn if entrepreneurship is for them. We have this new Entrepreneurship 110 course for 3 credits.
Very cool. So again, you got a choice. You can see, you can change your path. It's flexible. That's what Ivy Tech does. There's multiple ways to get involved, multiple ways to help. And well, when do we get started? Do we have to wait until fall? We know the summer school is up and running now. So I would guess that fall registration, we better circle August 19th on our calendar.
Yes. Yeah, that's when the fall semester begins, but anybody can contact our registration, admissions, and get signed up now.
And they can tell you, folks, if you need, if this is for you, you have career counselors, academic counselors, all these fun things going on. So is the end of the road the Duke It Out competition? Is that the final practical exam?
Yes, for the certificate. If they go forward for like a technical certificate or associates. Yeah, I guess we don't have anything special like that. but we do share every week. If there are, I have a newsletter that goes out to everybody involved in our program for other pitch competitions or other seed funding and grants. So we just always stay involved with our alum.
And you have so many opportunities here in South Central Indiana as well of things going on. And Duke It Out is not a boxing contest, folks. That is our friends at Duke Energy who helped put all this on, and folks get to judge the pitches and the products. It's like mini Shark Tank, for lack of a better analogy.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But minus the shark. So we're not boxing and we don't have any real sharks. So other than that, everybody, it is safe. Trust me, folks, it's safe. Steve Bryant wouldn't let anything else crazy like that go on. Okay, so if people have more questions, Sue Ann, is the easiest thing to come in and schedule an interview with you and your group so that you can walk them through how this all can come together? The Tuesdays at the Tech are great. That's another great way for folks to get over either informally or formally, whatever they want to do, and figure out what's going on. Is that every Tuesday at Ivy Tech?
Yes, it's every Tuesday.
So you've got
from 3 to 4.
Yeah, you got chances to get over there and say hello. The last one in June, obviously, is next month, and busy. Well, it's always busy because Ivy Tech has a million things going on over there, and that's what makes it exciting. So the accelerated programs, if you'd like to get into that or learn more about it, that's another great way. Again, just stop by and say hi, pick up the phone, go to ivytech.edu/Bloomington, and you can figure that all out. But you're going to be busy 1 week from today. Entrepreneur that.
Yes, I'm working with April Bledsoe, who's a program chair for design technology, and she works with the Society of Women Engineers. So Society of Women Engineers and the School of Entrepreneurship in Bloomington are putting on a conference. So if you're interested in learning about what entrepreneurship is, It's at Ivy Tech Bloomington and Shreve Hall on Thursday the 27th from 2 to 6. We have one of the alumnus from our entrepreneurship program who's going to be taking profile pictures before and after for a small fee if you want to do that. And then we have local entrepreneurs just talking about their journey, lessons learned. We have a panel. Steve Bryant, the ISBDC and the Cook Center, is going to talk about the resources they provide. So it's just, we have Monique Dallas, who's an adjunct professor or adjunct instructor at Ivy Tech, who's going to talk about marketing. So it's just a overview. It's $10 for students and $20 for the general public. So we hope to see you there.
Now, is that a new conference you've put together? I don't remember this from the past, or Steve's not telling me everything. That could be part of the problem as well.
No, this is a brand new initiative that April brought to me, so we're doing a collaboration on it.
Very cool. And the Society of Women Engineers. All right, that is outstanding. And that's next week. Do you need RSVP? Can I show up the day of the show? How does that work?
We have on Eventbrite an RSVP. We do prefer that you sign up, but if people come to the door, I don't know if it's going to be $15 instead of $10 for students, if it'll be a little bit more if they show up at the door, but we will take people out the door.
Right. Not going to turn anybody away. Not going to turn. Well, if you're doing all this work every week, when are you going to have any time for a summer vacation?
Oh, I manage.
You'll find a way. I like that. That's good. Put Bryant back to work. You'll be all right. He'll take over and look at that. And one last thing before we let you go. The Best of B-Town Community Choice Awards. Who do you want us to vote for?
Oh, Preston Wheelock of Wheelock Heating and Cooling. We're really excited. He's so excited that he's part of this. So he got nominated. And if we could vote for him, I don't know. I can send the link to you.
Do it. Send it over here. Let's get it out there and do that. So he's one of your the famous from the HVAC program, now out on his own, entrepreneuring and HVACing. That's a busy man.
Yes, yeah. And he came in second in our most recent Duke It Out in May or in April. So he's had a good run. He's been in business for about 3 years now.
Awesome. And when you put people through that and they come out of your program and you can point to the successes, and that should get the next round of folks all fired up and ready to go. We'll have a great conference next Thursday. I know you'll be busy. A super 4th of July as well. Before we know it, August 19th will be here, and we'll be all schooling again.
That's right. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for making time for us today and pinch hitting for Chancellor. So we let him off the hook too, but we'll get back at the chancellor at some point. He's been busy. We haven't talked to him. He said he wasn't going to be here in June. He was Chancellor Coyne has been out and about, but he's got great people helping out at Ivy Tech. And Sue Ann, great to meet you. Have a wonderful rest of your summertime, and I know we'll get caught up again down the road.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And Take tell care. Steve Bryant to get back to work if he knows what's good for him.